Hello and welcome to Cancer Care, the podcast that provides you with latest information and insights on cancer care. I am Dr. Murali Subramanian, a medical oncologist, and today we will be discussing the role of nutrition and exercise in preventive oncology. Cancer is a complex disease that can be caused by several factors such as genetics, environment, and lifestyle. While we can't control our genetics and environment, we can certainly control our lifestyle choices and take preventive measures. One of the most important lifestyle choices we can make is adopting a healthy diet. A healthy diet can help reduce the risk of cancer by providing our body with essential nutrients and antioxidants that can help fight cancer cells. It's recommended to eat a diet that is rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein. Processed foods, red meat, and saturated fats should be limited as much as possible. Another important lifestyle choice is regular exercise. Exercise can help reduce the risk of cancer by promoting a healthy weight, boosting the immune system, and reducing inflammation in the body. It is recommended to exercise for at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. This can include activities such as brisk walking, cycling, swimming, or any other moderate to vigorous physical activity. In addition to these lifestyle choices, several other dietary factors can help prevent cancer. For example, it's recommended to limit alcohol consumption, as excess alcohol has been linked to several types of cancer, such as breast, liver, and colon cancers. Another dietary factor to consider is the consumption of processed meat. Processed meat has been classified as a group 1 carcinogen. Hence, it is recommended to limit the consumption of processed meat. In conclusion, nutrition and exercise play a crucial role in preventive oncology. A healthy diet that is rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein can help reduce the risk of cancer. Regular exercise can also help promote a healthy weight, boost the immune system, and reduce inflammation in the body. It's important to speak to your healthcare provider about the appropriate dietary and exercise recommendation based on your individual risk factors. Thank you for listening to Cancer Care. Stay tuned for more information and insights on Cancer Care.